With us right now, Rob Weifel from the Boys and Girls Club, Wisconsin Rapids. Quite a program today, celebrating a new location. You're a long ways from the old Baker Street site, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly are. I know the capacity that we had over there was just kind of limited, and this facility that had been vacant for 3 years from the school district was made available through some great relationships that we developed with the school board and the superintendent, Colleen Dickman. And by opening this facility to us, we're leasing it for $1 a year. We take care of all the maintenance and the upkeep, and we're able to do that, and it just opens up all kinds of potential for more kids to come and receive services and programs from the club.
And really, it's an extension of what the school does anyway. It's a help for them as well.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the things we try to do is align what we do in the afternoon with our students with their school day. While we don't want to do school after school, what we're trying to have is a fun and inviting environment so that we can reinforce some of those same principles and lessons and ideas and provide things like homework help, some social structure and opportunities for kids to be with one another in a more playful and active atmosphere.
So for our listeners that aren't living right in Wisconsin Rapids, let's give them a quick history. You were over on Baker Street, then you were at the Meade School for a while, and now you are here. It's got to be at least twice the size of the original site, and that's got to give you some ability to offer programs you never had.
Yep. Well, actually, we have four locations. We still have a Boys and Girls Club at Meade School. We have our one here at Pitch now, and we also have an after-school program at Port Edwards and a morning and afternoon program in Nakusa. So we have four centers that we operate out of the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Moving from Baker to Pitch, we moved from about 6,000 square feet of available space to 23,000 square feet of available space and about 7 acres of land that includes sports and athletic fields, playgrounds, swing sets, and all other outdoor equipment. So it's a huge blessing, and a full-size gym, an art room. There's so many great things that this facility has for us in terms of assets.
A lot of programs already underway, and I noticed in a quick tour down the hall, you've got a computer center down there, you've got an art room, you have many things that people may not expect in a Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, and all that for a cost of a $10 a year membership. That's all we charge the kids to belong to the Boys and Girls Club. We focus in when they're here on academic success, you know, living good, structural, healthy lives, and also making sure that they have good character and citizenship development and opportunities to work with one another to give back to the community as well. So this is a great place for kids, and there's not a lot of cost to be involved.
The community has really stepped up to help you with this facility, haven't they? Many businesses, many foundations getting involved.
Huge, huge backing from the community and from our corporate partners, community citizens, individuals alike. They've all come together to make sure that our club is a place where kids have a safe environment, positive adult role models that can mentor them in the right direction and give them opportunities to do some things that they might not otherwise get the chance to do.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I just want to express my deepest thanks to all of those partners and the full community here, the school districts that we work with in Nakusa, Port, and Wisconsin Rapids. We just really appreciate the opportunity to come together collaboratively to make sure that our kids have the very best that this community can offer.